Now, Iran's Defense Minister Brigadier General Amir Hatemi has slammed a U.S. plan to designate the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps as a terrorist organization. Hatemi described the IRGC as the most important and anti-terrorism force in the region, which is the front line of fighting terrorism. Hatemi said the organization has made great sacrifices for security and peace in the Middle East. He noted that the U.S. blacklisting of the IRGC is itself a terrorist act because it is aimed at helping terrorists and increasing instability in the region and beyond. Iran's defense minister noted that Tehran will not allow Washington to disrupt the region's stability through proxy wars. He stressed that the Islamic Republic's three branches of government, together with its armed forces, are united in countering such plots. Let's speak to Alexander Azadgan. He's a geopolitical analyst and a professor of strategic global management and international political economy, and he joins us via Skype from Irvine. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Azadgan. Now, first of all, the comments here being made by the Iranian defense minister is coming at a time when the U.S. is mulling over declaring the IRGC as a terrorist organization. What do you make of that move?
Thank you, Candice, for your invitation. It's always good to be with Press TV. First of all, General Hatemi, you know, he's a highly respected the officer. You know, he's the Iran's new foreign defense minister, comes from the regular army, high command and the officer corps. So this in and out of itself, in the second Rouhani administration, in bringing back people from the army, because for the past several years, we have relied on IRGC. So Iran's enemies basically have always tried to create a rift between IRGC and the regular Iranian army. This, of course, is a delusion, we believe, one in the series of many during the past 40 years for those who want to create instability in Iran and, in fact, in the region. So General Hatemi's precise praise of the IRGC is another clear signal, very symbolic too, by the way, that they can take their dreams of creating a division within the Iranian armed forces to their graves. Let me be adamant and crystal clear about that. As far as Washington's blacklisting of IRGC and possibly even designating it as a terrorist organization, this is not only an act of terrorism in and out of itself, as you well mentioned, but it is a mechanism to further handicap and destabilize the Iranian economy because of IRGC's great contribution to it. And as far as proxy wars go, as long as we have regional powers who prefer to be vassal states to countries thousands of miles away instead of acting like adults, this problem will persist. The Iranian foreign ministry has been very persistent, very vocal in the hard strategy, in implementing a strategy of persuasion rather than mindless policy of perpetual confrontation. And, you know, people in the region need to realize that Iran is not and will never play a passive or active role in the region. It is a civilization of 7,000 years, and some people whose countries have been created in the past 100 years think they can somehow edge Iran out. These are all delusional beliefs. But even within these countries, we are seeing a different trend. We are seeing sort of an abandonment of Washington. Not too long ago, we had the Saudi king visit Russia and purchase S-400 missile, anti-missile systems. So this was sending a huge message to those in Washington who think they have some of these countries backed forever. So we are seeing major geopolitical shifts, and General Hatemi made sure that nobody would have the delusion of ever thinking they can create some kind of a rift within Iranian armed forces. And I think his comments couldn't be more timely.
Right. I'd like to pick up on a point you just raised a bit earlier there, Mr. Azadgan. When the Iranian defense minister, Brigadier General Amir Hatemi, speaks of how the IRGC will not allow the U.S. to launch its proxy wars, it hits the crux of the matter, doesn't it, where the Iranian military advisors, at least, have played a pivotal role in ensuring that the U.S. and its allies' strategy vis-a-vis Syria, for example, does not come to fruition.
Absolutely. Many volunteers and military attaches and advisors within IRGC made tremendous sacrifices given up their lives and what have you in this mindless and godless conflict in Syria that's been perpetuated by Washington and our regional allies. So General Hatemi's symbolic statements is sending a message that enough is enough. Close to 500,000 Syrians have died. Millions have immigrated. And make no mistake that they're going to somehow show sympathy to the enemies of ISIS. They are just talking that card aside, like they always do, like they have Taliban on the side, and even Al-Qaeda, which they call the rebels, moderate rebels, and now they're trying to create a situation with the Kurds. So I think the Iranians, the Turks, the Iraqis, and the Syrians are feeling a common threat. They're trying to create another proxy war, a war which could go on for a long time, because the Kurd situation has been going on for hundreds of years. So the Iranian high command, especially the army high command, is sending very strong signals. And we're certainly hoping the men of reason and rational thinking and peace in Washington, if there are still any left, would listen to this and would not, for the sake of their own benefit, get themselves stuck in this meat grinder that they've created.
All right. We're going to have to wait and see how this pans out. That's Alexander Azadgan, geopolitical analyst and professor of strategic global management and international political economy, joining us via Skype from Irvine. Professor Azadgan, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.